Unlike some of the candidates, Sheila Selkraig and Eric Croft enjoy a fair amount of name recognition. For 10 years, Croft represented the General Spinard area in the state legislature, and for the last 2 years has served as a municipal prosecutor. Selkraig currently represents the northeast portion of the city on the Anchorage Assembly. She's spent 30 years in community development and planning, most of it in Anchorage. With a Ph.D. in urban studies, Selkraig is an assistant professor in public administration at the University of Alaska, Anchorage. She told a mayoral candidate forum held jointly by the Hispanic Affairs Council and Bridge Builders that she sees the upcoming mayoral term as particularly demanding.
We're in a time right now that's complex and challenging, and what I know is when things are complex and challenging, it's absolutely essential that as a community we have a sense of united purpose.
With a $17 million shortfall in the city budget, Selkraig has asked the administration to provide the assembly with monthly updates on the budget. At a recent Anchorage Chamber of Commerce forum, she said budget concerns caused her to come out against Proposition 2, the school district's $27 million request for capital improvement bonds.
We should be more fiscally responsible and build a reserve fund so that we can pay for a maintenance operation in a whole sense rather than paying 4% or 5% over a series of 15 or 20 years.
Selkraig says tax relief can only come if the city stays within its means. The candidate sees gang and youth violence as more than just a police situation. She backs after-school programs and better neighborhood planning.
We're creating neighborhoods that really aren't neighborhoods. One of the core things that create people as they're growing up are their relationships and their world. So we need to build good neighborhoods where people go out, children are interacting with people.
Other Selkraig issues? Solving the energy problem, plus programs and projects that create new jobs with livable wages. Above all, she says, Anchorage's next mayor must be proactive.
We have to go get the stimulus money. We have to go get the things we want to do. And we do that by having our bureaucracy, which does need to be reorganized, and I know how to do it, work with us. And we need to engage every person here to do that.
I'm running for mayor because the city that I grew up in is coming of age.
Mayor candidate Eric Croft sees a city where, unlike during his youth, when people came simply to make money and leave, residents now want to establish deep family roots. But not all of the coming-of-age changes are positive. For example, gangs and youth violence have risen. Croft says as mayor, he would take effective action.
I'm going to bring as mayor a myriad of tools to bear on it. It's having police active in the community. It's prosecuting where you need to. But it's investing the resources up front to provide alternatives in our education system. And we're in a good example here today.
Here was the Fairview Recreation Center. Croft also stresses budget efficiency, such as combining maintenance, purchasing, and grounds work with the Anchorage School District. He favors Proposition 9, which would put the city's utilities and services, such as the port and Merrill Field, back under the tax cap.
I think it's vital that we do that. In addition, we need to have assessment reform as well. All of your businesses and homes are currently assessed under a system that I think has a conflict of interest in it. I'd restore an independent review of that valuation of your business or home.
Croft says during his stint in the legislature, he was a big backer of renewable energy. As mayor, he would be even more so, first with the Fire Island Wind Project, but also with hydro possibilities.
Hydroelectric prospects that are really attractive, like Chacachamna and a scaled-down Susitna, are on the table. Hydro is a great match for wind.
Eric Croft and Sheila Selkraig are two of 15 mayoral candidates on the Anchorage April 7th ballot. We'll present the others as the KSKA election series continues. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.